Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. My name's James McLean.
And I'm Damon Cox.
On this week's show, we are taking another look at the Blackpool's Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer. Many of you will know this particular organ started life in the Tower Ballroom as the original two-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer. The organ was installed in the Tower in 1929, and by the mid-30s, Reginald Dixon had made it famous. Let's hear Reg now at the two-manual Wurlitzer with a march in Town Tonight.
By 1935, Reginald Dixon drew up a specification for a new Wurlitzer to be put in the Tower, as the 10 ranks were not loud enough when the ballroom was full. So the two-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer was moved up the road to the Empress Ballroom, where it was given a new three-manual console and enlarged to 13 ranks. This meant it was almost an exact copy of the Tower Ballroom specification at that time. The organist chosen to take up residency there was Horace Finch, who had been working with the Tower Company for a few years. Here's Horace in the 50s broadcasting the Wurlitzer with some Jesse Matthews hits, including Over My Shoulder, Dancing With My Shadow, Whispering Waltz, Hats On The Side Of My Face, When You've Got A Little Springtime In Your Heart, and We'll All Go Riding On A Rainbow.
Thank you.
In 1956, disaster struck as the Tower Ballroom was destroyed by a fire. This meant Reginald Dixon had to do his famous broadcasts from the Emperor's Ballroom instead of the Tower. Here's an example of how Reg made the Emperor's Wurlitzer sound as he plays, "Yes, sir, that's my baby. You've done something to my heart. Is it true what they say about Dixie and Winter Wonderland?"
In 1962, Horace Finch retired after an accident that damaged his right hand, so his deputy, Watson Holmes, took over as resident. Watty now demonstrates the lush sounds of the Wurlitzer with two waltzes, Sleepy Valley and For You. Unfortunately, the quality of the track isn't the best, but it's the only recording I have of the artist and the organ.
Thank you.
the last sounds of the Empress Wurlitzer. When Watty retired in 1966, Ernest Broadbent took over as resident organist of the Winter Gardens. He was the last organist to reside at the organ when it was in the ballroom. So here's Ernest with some more lush sounds as he plays Autumn Leaves and Autumn Concerto.
In late 1969, the BBC bought the organ and installed it in their studios in Manchester. In early 1970, the organ was opened by Reg Dixon, Robin Richmond, Ernest Broadbent and Reginald Porter Brown, who is our next artist. So from that memorable opening concert, here's Reginald Porter Brown with his exciting arrangement of A Walk in the Black Forest.
Thank you.
BBC made good use of their studio organ, and many famous names played concerts and broadcasts from the console. One of those was Eric Lloyd, who is going to play our next track, Poor Butterfly.
In the mid-80s, the BBC sold the Wurlitzer, and it was sadly broken up for parts. 10 ranks of the organ survive as part of the Worthing Wurlitzer. One has found its way back up to the new Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, which opened last year, and two are in storage. So to complete the picture, it's time for a trip to Worthing, and to hear what's left of this wonderful instrument. Phil Kelsall is at the console as he plays Crazy Rhythm by Mir Mr. Shane, Lucky Day, and Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, and if you listen closely, you can hear the English horn and tuba sing out just like they did in the Empress Ballroom.
Thank you.
wonderful sounds from Phil Kelsall. I'm afraid that's all we have time for in this week's show.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, visit organistencores.wordpress.com and click on the Contact Us tab and follow the steps on there.
Next week, I will be presenting a show full of music which was sung by my favourite singer, Judy Garland. So for me, James McLean, it's goodbye.
And take care from me, Damon Cox.